What's going on, everyone? Welcome to another hour of the Andy Slater Show on this Monday, April 14th. And as you know, you should know, unless you're brand new here, like today's your first day. If it is, well, welcome. Where the heck have you been? But if it's not your first day, and I'm sure for the majority of you it's not, I am someone who loves to travel. I travel all of the time. I go on at about 100 flights per year. No joke, about 100. And very soon, I'm going to be taking my yearly big trip. Last year, I went to Spain, and I loved it so much that I'm going back. So my trip begins this Sunday. That means I'm with you this entire week, just like I was with you all of last week. 2 weeks in a row, perfect attendance. Actually, maybe 3 weeks in a row. But starting next week, I am going to be on vacation, like almost a true vacation. And I say almost because if somebody calls or messages me with a
Slater scoop,
it doesn't matter where in the world I am. As long as I'm awake, I am going to put it on social media. But other than that, and I'm sure I'll be wagering in Spain too, because they do have sports books, I will be off air the next 2 weeks. I'm with you this week, but the following 2 weeks, I am taking a vacation going to Spain. So that means this is getaway week. One more big week until I take my fantastic trip. I'm going to spend 8 days in Barcelona, and then I'm going to go to Madrid, where I have not been yet, for 4 days. They got the Madrid tennis tournament happening over there, so I've already got some tickets for that, going to watch some of the matches, and of course wager on them. And then I might be able to go to the final in Barcelona the day that I arrive, as long as the flight is on time. So you guys will see my posts on social media. Normally, I bring my equipment to do a show from wherever I am, because I always tell you I could do the show from anywhere, and I have done it from many countries before. I've done it from Mexico. I've done it from Canada. I've done it from the Bahamas. I've done it from
Colombia!
And quite often, I've done the show from Costa Rica. I've done the show from Panama. I'm probably missing a couple of countries that I've done the show from. But I love doing the show from anywhere. And while I'm traveling, I enjoy doing it and talking to all of you. But this is just going to be like a true vacation where I don't have to think about prepping for a show. And the time difference would make it very difficult too, because Spain to Miami is a 6-hour difference. And then for my friends in Medellin, it's a 7-hour difference. So I'm going to enjoy it. I'm going to play poker. I'm going to go watch tennis. I'm going to have some amazing food over there. The food in Spain is just incredible. I never thought I was like a tapas guy with like small bites, because I like big meals, but those small bites are so good. You know, another way I could spin this trip for you guys in the audience, why I'm taking 2 weeks off, is kind of like a scouting trip, because the Miami Dolphins, they're going to be playing in Madrid this season. So I'm going to go to Madrid for 4 days to, you know, scout the area out, make sure I could tell all of you that are going to go to Madrid to go see the Dolphins, the best places to eat, the other best places to go, where you might be able to find incredible views.
Girls, 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 girls.
So maybe that's a better way to spin it. Yeah, you might think it's a vacation, but I'm really doing this for all of you. It's called advanced scouting. That's what I'm doing. But that doesn't begin until my flight this weekend. Right now, I'm here with all of you. I'm here in Hollywood, Florida, actually. And I'm at the Hard Rock because I'm doing my show here not only today, but I'm doing it tomorrow for my monster poker tournament with a $50,000 guarantee in the prize pool. Hope to see you guys out here tomorrow night. I'll give you more info on how to get in my poker tournament in just a little bit. We got plenty of things happening here in South Florida. I know the Miami Heat are going to be headed to Chicago, but not yet. The Miami Heat will be attempting to win not just one, but two play-in games, and both of them will be on the road. The first one at Chicago in just two nights from now, and then if they beat the Bulls, they'll play either at Orlando or Atlanta. And if they were to win both of those games, their reward is the 8th seed and a trip to Cleveland. You just won two consecutive games. Where are you going to go? I'm going to Cleveland. What'd you think I was going to say? Disney World? That could be their reward if they beat the Bulls. They'll go to Orlando, possibly, or Atlanta. But their reward for winning both games is a trip to Cleveland. So the Heat might be headed to Cleveland. I will be headed to Barcelona. Barcelona, Cleveland, Barcelona, Cleveland. Let me think about that for a moment. Okay, yeah, I'd rather go to Barcelona. But I know the Heat have a job to do. And you never know. I mean, you might be of the mindset of just get in and then you never know. What we do know is that the Florida Panthers, they're going to be in. We don't know where they're going to be headed, though. Now, tonight, they're in Sunrise. Tomorrow, they'll be in Tampa. But then, we'll see. They may stay in Tampa, although I don't think they would actually stay there. I think they'd probably come back and then go back. Or they just come back after that game and then they stay in Sunrise to take on the Tampa Bay Lightning. We will find out very soon where that first round series for the Florida Panthers will start. I just hope it's more than a first round series. I know taking on the Tampa Bay Lightning, Panthers fans are like, oh, geez, in-state rival, the Lightning. They always play us tough. But the Panthers have done it before, taken down Tampa. They can do it again. Why not get some guys back? Ekblad will be back for game three. Hopefully Tkachuk is back, and the Florida Panthers will be making a run. I really hope they're still playing, and they should be, when I get back from Spain. You know, I thought about that for my trip. I'm like, geez, okay, well, here's this trip, and the Panthers playoffs are beginning. And for me, there's two ways to look at this. Now, back in the day, this would have never happened because if the Panthers made it, I'd be like, I got to be there. But now that they're Stanley Cup champions, I'm like, okay. I went to the Stanley Cup final the previous two seasons to go see them. I was in Vegas. I was in Sunrise. I was in Sunrise again last year. And I almost was in Edmonton. If my flight didn't get extremely delayed, I said the heck with it. And thank you very much to United it was. No wonder it was delayed. That was the only flight I could get to Denver to get to Edmonton. So I thank them for delaying the flight because that would have been a horrendous trip where the Panthers lost that game in Edmonton. So I have been to the Stanley Cup final the past two seasons to go see them in action. And now I'm like, okay, you know, it's the first round. Like, veterans go to the Stanley Cup final. Rookies go to the first round. Again, this is all new kind of talk, and I'm glad that I could talk this way because previously I'd be like, first round? I got to be there. The Panthers are in the playoffs? Oh, for sure. I got to be in attendance. I got to see them. Now the way I look at it is when I get back from my Spain trip, hopefully they're still playing, and I'll be able to go to the games that are really important, starting second round, Eastern Conference Final, and then Stanley Cup Final, hopefully. If they're not still playing, well, that's bad because they got eliminated. But then I think to myself, well, I guess taking that Spain trip was a good idea because I really didn't miss anything. They got ousted, and yeah, that's it. I hope that's not the case. I want them to still be playing when I get back. And I'll talk about the Panthers in a bit. I'll talk about the Heat in a bit. I got many things in front of me to discuss this afternoon. Yesterday afternoon, I'm sure a lot of you were watching the Masters. I'm probably saying that too loudly because when you talk golf, you got to talk really low. Yesterday, we had the Masters and Rory. He got his first green jacket. Is that like better when you talk about golf to say it that way? It just sounds like you're talking about golf. If I'm here and I'm drinking an energy drink and I'm all full of energy, getting all hyped up about golf, then I'm not really doing the sport justice. Because golf is just, you got to be chill when discussing golf. I was watching it like many of you yesterday, towards the end. And I was thinking to myself, okay, yeah, this is really cool. But you've got all of these people there on the 18th hole. They must be like 20 deep. And it's not elevated. They're all standing. And I'm thinking if you're in the 10th row, 15th row, if you're 20 deep or even 7 deep, how do you see what's going on? I don't know. If Masters tickets go for so much money, and I've never been there, so I'm not going to badmouth anything. I've heard amazing things. But as far as viewing it, being there could be one thing, but the actual action, like seeing the action, I think that would be very difficult. If you're really into something, like I'm really into certain sports and I want to see the game. That's why when I go to a football game, I'm not tailgating 2 or 3 hours before the game getting wasted because I don't want to go into the stadium like, oh, I mean, that's not how every person is who drinks, but I want to pay attention to the game. Like, I want to be into the game. I don't want to have all this alcohol in my system. So when you go to a sporting event and you have a ticket where you can't really see a whole lot, but you could say, hey, I was there, you know, in the atmosphere. I mean, that part is cool. But to actually see the game, you can't. For instance, I think a better example would be hockey tickets. Like Marlins, man. He's got these two tickets on the glass, and I love going there with him. They're amazing tickets. They're like $800 each. They include food and drinks. They're right there, first row, almost near the corner, pretty much by the face-off circle. Now, if you're really into the game of hockey and you want to see the plays develop, those seats, you can't really see everything develop, especially down on the other end. But the feel of being in those seats, the players crashing into the glass, being so close, that is one heck of an experience. But I couldn't sit there every single game because I'm into the game. But if you're into the experience, that's completely different. So the Masters experience, while I've never been there, I can understand it. What I don't understand, all the people who go on social media yesterday and they pretend that they're a golf expert all of a sudden. People who know nothing about golf are sending me messages. I'm like, oh, because the Masters is on. Now everyone is a golf expert for about 3 or 4 hours on a Sunday afternoon. That part I just don't understand. I don't watch golf. Very rarely do I turn on golf. But I turned on the Masters yesterday afternoon. How couldn't you? Because everybody's talking about it. I'm like, okay, I got to go watch it. I got a talk show to do, too. Not that I'm going to sit here and do a segment on golf, and no, this isn't a segment, a full segment, no. I was watching the Marlins, and how about those Marlins playing some decent baseball? That's fun. I hope the Marlins surprise the heck out of me and everyone else, just like they did 2 years ago. All right, now, before I get started, let me check my phone to make sure I don't have any Tyreek news. Everything okay with Tyreek so far today? Yeah, all right. Just got to make sure. I mean, nowadays, middle of April, Tyreek getting in the news pretty much every year here in South Florida while he's been a member of the Miami Dolphins. And even before he was a member of the Miami Dolphins, getting in the news for reasons you do not want to be in the news. But that's Tyreek. He gave us some material last week, and you never know. He might give us some more material this week. Or the Miami Dolphins could just send him packing, and then we'll definitely have a ton of material. Speaking of material, I got a lot of material right here. Got it to my left, got it to my right, got it on two screens in front of me, but I can't get to any of it until this hour officially begins.
It's time to shuffle up and deal.
I want to start with what everyone is talking about. Not the Masters. More like a masterful performance by Jaime Jaquez Jr. Spectacular yesterday. 41 points, 10 rebounds, 7 assists. A valiant effort in a tough loss for the Miami Heat. Why am I bringing up Jaime Jaquez Jr.? Why are people online talking about Jaime Jaquez Jr.? Well, 41 points, 10 rebounds, 7 assists. That's a good reason. But it's more because of the Hard Rock Bet app. Jaime's performance will be one that I will remember forever. I'm going to now call him 20K Jaime. 20K Jaime came through in the clutch yesterday. Remember that term, meaningless game? Oh, yeah, well, this is a meaningless game. No. Meaningless games, they do not exist anymore. Because every play in every sport means something in the age of sports wagering. So thank you, Triple J, for that great performance. Even if it came in a buzzer-beating loss, thank you, Eric Spoelstra, for giving Jaime so many minutes yesterday in a non-meaningless game. If you did not go on my Twitter feed or my social media, then you might be wondering, what happened, Slater? Well, the Hard Rock Bet app had a prop that I wagered on. Will Jaime Jaquez Jr. score 35 or more points? So his total was 34.5. And it wasn't even money, of course. It wasn't 5-1. It wasn't 10-1. I got it at plus 1,400, which is 14-1. And as some people on IG would say, I put a band on it. And what did I get back? Money. A whole lot of it. 14 times my band. That's 14 bands, and they gave me my band back. It's like, all right, here's your band that you put on it, and here's 14 more. So I'm definitely happy about Jaime's performance and anyone else who took that prop. The Miami Heat, they're probably not so happy about their position right now. That game may have been meaningless for them, wasn't for me. But now the Miami Heat are going to be headed to Chicago, and they're going to face a Bulls team in the first play-in game that they may have a hard time getting past. This Heat team, after the performance they put up this year for the entire season, they really don't even belong in the real NBA playoffs. The play-in tournament, okay, but beyond that, look, last year, they finished 10 games over 500. This year they finished 37-45. That's a brutal record. Horrible. So now they're going to end up playing a Bulls team that went 3-0 against Miami this season. Josh Giddey killed Miami in their last game. They've also got Vucevic. That dude's been a Heat killer for years. So it's going to be a tough matchup. The Miami Heat, they need a good shooting night. I know that sounds basic, but the Bulls are going to push tempo against Miami. They've been able to run and run and run and run in their three matchups. And if the Heat aren't putting up points in bulk, if they're not hitting their threes, it's going to be an early exit. The Heat will be going from Chicago back to Miami, not to Orlando or Atlanta. The end of the regular season, that game yesterday, it was kind of like you couldn't have scripted it any better. They got a one-point lead. They commit a backcourt violation. And then they give up a buzzer beater to a player on the Wizards who probably hasn't even heard of himself. This is not a Wizards team where we're playing.
Nobody beats the Wiz.
Nobody beats the Wiz. Nobody beats the Wiz.
No, definitely not. Not even close. This was an historic game for the Heat yesterday. Not just because of 20K Jaime, but this is the first time that I've heard the Miami Heat play Peppas, which is the song where they play it at the arena and they only play it when they know the game is already won. They played it and they lost. That song is like their victory cigar. They thought the game was done. They play Peppas and they lose. So not only was it an historic game for me, it was an historic game for the organization. Play that song and lose? Come on, that can't happen. That's like the old race at Marlins Park with before like the Roosters. They had a race and this one character, whatever his name was, I think it was Pepe, he never won a race. He was like 0 for 500. And then one day, I don't know, one of the other mascots tripped and Pepe won. It was like an historic day. Pepe won, and now here, Peppas is played, and the Miami Heat lose. But whatever. Now it's on to Chicago. They didn't practice today. That meant Spo was in his lab. I'm sure they'll practice tomorrow. They'll come up with a game plan to attack Chicago before they head to the Windy City. 7:30 p.m. on Wednesday. That's game time. And it's very possible that Thursday I'm on here and we're doing a Miami Heat autopsy. Looking back at the Heat's run, if you want to do that in 2023, the play-in tournament, they wound up going to the NBA Finals, from the play-in tournament to the NBA Finals. But it took a miraculous run by Jimmy Butler. It also took an incredible play-in game by Max Strus. Could it happen again? I mean, sure, but it's not going to happen with Max, and it's not going to happen with Jimmy, at least not with the Heat. They're not there anymore. This year's team, I mean, they got 20K Jaime, and he showed you what he could do in that final game. But that doesn't give me reason to believe they're going to do anything. Tyler, he elevated himself to be an all-star this season, which is good. We know Bam is a two-time Olympic champ, and he's an all-star. But if you've got Tyler and Bam as your one and two as far as best players go, that means your team isn't that good. Bam and Tyler are good, but they should be your second and third best player. One and two, you end up with a team that wins 37 games. Now, look, I'm not trying to bury them yet, but I do think it's coming soon. And I want to make something 100% clear. This entire season tanked not because of Tyler and Bam. It tanked because of Jimmy. The reason the Heat are in this hole is because Jimmy decided to act the way he did. He distracted everyone. He quit on his team. He broke Spo. Spo had his worst year in a long time. All the bad mojo around the Heat organization, it came from Jimmy's pouting. The Miami Heat didn't want to give him his money. They didn't think he was worthy of the money. And because of that, Jimmy threw a fit and stopped playing. He just stood in the corner. He put his own self-interest above the team. And this current group, they don't have the talent to be able to overcome what Jimmy wound up doing to them. Plus, there's no UD. There's nobody to rally around. The Miami Heat, they're the 10 seed right now with Tyler, Bam, Wiggins, and Ware. That group of guys from back in the day, I mean, we forget how good we had it around here. Wade, LeBron, Bosch, Ray Allen, Hall of Famers. Now we've got, I would say, fringe all-stars. And that's why a lot has got to be done this offseason by Pat Riley. There's going to be a lot going on tomorrow night here at the Hard Rock in the Poker Room. I'm not in the actual poker room right now. I will be tomorrow. And there's going to be $50,000 minimum in the prize pool for my poker tournament. It's tomorrow night, the Slater Scoops Poker Tournament. It's only $250 to buy in. The tournament begins at 6 p.m. You have until 9:30 p.m. to register. Get your seat for tomorrow night. The minimum amount of money that'll be up for grabs is $50,000. It's going to be incredible. So many people have been showing up. They said, we're going from 20K to 40K and now $50,000. Second place will pay a lot of money. I say second because I plan on taking first. I hope to see you tomorrow night in the poker room, 6 p.m. That's when the tournament begins. You got until 9:30 p.m. tomorrow to get here, register, and take your seat. $250 buys you in. $50,000 minimum up for grabs. It's the Slater Scoops Poker Tournament tomorrow night in the poker room at Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood. I feel not the Miami Heat. Like, I can't play. I feel the heat down in my soul. I can't play that because I can't joke around with that. I can only play that when things are going really well for this team, and I haven't played it at all this season, unfortunately. I feel like, though, the Miami Heat summer is going to start very soon. And again, this is a case where I hope I'm wrong. There's a lot of things I say and I hope I'm wrong, unless I'm making a wager. But when this summer does come for the Miami Heat, and I don't feel like I'm really getting ahead of myself here, Pat Riley and this organization cannot make ant bite moves. They can't make minor pickups. It can't be some savvy veteran here or there. Like, Davion Mitchell, he's got great energy, and he's a help off the bench. But re-signing him, that's not the move that's going to put this team over the hump. Terry Rozier has been a gigantic bust for this Heat team. Even yesterday, he couldn't even do much. It was terrible. The Miami Heat, they got to do something big this offseason. I would say whatever it is you're imagining as big, make it bigger. That's what the Miami Heat need, and they got to do it desperately. It cannot be a couple of minor moves. The good news, though, is Pat Riley is all about big and epic. He knows that every year is a piece of his basketball legacy. It's a piece of his basketball life, and he doesn't take any year for granted. What the Heat put forth this season, he takes that personally. The way that Jimmy played this franchise, Pat takes that personally. He never wants anyone ever to think that he's lost anything off of his fastball. Even if he has lost a few miles off of that fastball, he'll do everything in his power to make sure the Miami Heat do something gigantic. Look, would it be more fun if the Miami Heat won at Chicago and then beat Orlando or Atlanta? Of course. Because like I said, and you all know, once you're in, anything theoretically can happen. I just think this season, the Heat, they don't have the capacity. They had a star player. He was traded, rightfully so, and they got three okay players. The guys that got back were just all right. They were meh. But given the circumstances, that's what you had to do. If you want to hang with the best of the best, you got to make big moves. You got to make the right moves. And this season, they just couldn't do that. Jimmy torpedoed it. Could they win the Cooper Flagg sweepstakes? I mean, there is a chance, but they just lost to the team who are the favorites to win the Cooper Flagg sweepstakes. Given, yes, Tyler Hero didn't play, Bam didn't play, other guys were very limited. But what a day for 20K Jaime. It wasn't all that long ago, I think maybe about 2.5 weeks ago, I was at Council Oak at Hard Rock having dinner with the guys from WPLG Local 10, like we do every year, the night before opening day. And I was making my prediction for the Marlins season. And I believe I predicted the Marlins will win 53 games. Now, as I was saying last segment, and I've said it many times before, sometimes I say something and I hope that I'm wrong. Now, it's way too early to give any clear judgment as to what this Marlins team will do this season. But as of right now, the middle of April, the Marlins are playing better than I thought they would, which is a good thing because I didn't think they'd be playing all that well. Now, come mid-May, in about a month from now, at that point, can we really judge how a team is doing? I would say that is a fair time to have that discussion. You could look at the NL East standings right now. The Mets are 10-5. The Phillies are 9-6. The Marlins are 8-7. The Marlins are only 2 games back of the Mets. The Juan Soto New York Mets. But again, it's April 14th. You even look at the Los Angeles Dodgers, who were on Sunday Night Baseball last night and lost to the Cubs. They're in third in the NL West, although they are still 11-6. But should people be freaking out that they're in third? No, it's April 14th. The one thing that I can comment on and be certain about, at least pretty certain, I've noticed that this Marlins squad is playing very hard for their first-year manager, Clayton McCullough. They seem to scrap. They seem feisty. We know they don't have the type of experience and talent that so many other teams in Major League Baseball do. But when you watch them play, these guys are taking tough ABs. They're running the bases very well. They're putting pressure on the other team. Look at Matt Mervis. Matt Mervis, a lot of people probably didn't even know Matt Mervis was a baseball player. I mean, I do, but and I did. But hey, you go to somebody 3 months ago, hey, Matt Mervis, like, who? Well, that guy, Matt Mervis, who the Marlins got from the Cubs, he has 5 home runs this season. Juan Soto has 1. When Matt Mervis has 5 times as many homers as Juan Soto, yeah, you do know that it's a little early to be judging anything when that is the case, but it does show you, hey, here's some guys on this team you may not have even known about, but they're producing. I'm not going to make any crazy proclamation about the Major League Baseball season on April 14th, but the Marlins have been scrappy. They have been a lot better than I at least expected. And their manager, Clayton McCullough, deserves credit, because my initial impression is that this team responds well to him. They battle hard. Yes, there is a lot of baseball left, and I may come on here in a month from now and feel much differently about them. But right now, I can only talk about right now. And what I've been seeing right now is pretty good. Will Manso from WPLG Local 10. He's going to join us next. Here on this Monday, I haven't said this name in a while, at least introducing him. Will Manso from WPLG Local 10 with us on the Andy Slater Show. Manso, I think for the last year, every time I randomly text you, hey, you want to come on? Oh, I'm already doing Hawk Show. Is he out sick today or something?
No, he didn't. He didn't give me the Monday text that he normally gives.
Ah,
me.
Like, he's late.
Going to Panthers, you want to chat? Yeah. Too late, Hawk. Sorry.
Hey, so I see all these Barry Jackson tweets, like 25 every hour, about the Heat's chances in the lottery. They're going to be in the play-in game Wednesday. What should a Heat fan, Will, be rooting for right now?
I mean, I'm always the fan of win. You know, win games. I want more basketball. Like, if the season ends Wednesday, that's it. Like, I know it's been an up-and-down season, but all of a sudden, then you're faced with the reality that you don't have Heat basketball until October. And that's a long time away. And all the draft stuff, look, no one was excited when the Heat drafted Bam Adebayo. People weren't sure what the Heat were getting when Tyler Hero. And those guys turned out okay. So when it comes to draft, unless you're terrible, right, and you're one of the top four or five worst teams in the league and you're in the lottery already, I don't worry about draft picks and stuff, because right now just enjoy them playing at least one other game.
Well, if they don't win in the play-in tournament, can they win in the lottery? I mean, that is possible, no?
I mean, I think it's 2-3% chance they get a number one pick overall, which is Cooper Flagg. There's like a 9% chance or something they get a top five pick or so. Most likely they'd get a, you know, 10-11, somewhere in that range. But I think if you lose, right, if they fall, okay, this disappointing season's over, at least you have that in about a month from now to look forward to. Like, maybe we get a lucky ping pong ball in that top five, because apparently the draft is very strong in the top five. Obviously, you get number one, you're getting a superstar in the making, Flagg.
So I'll ask you this question, and I don't know if you're an odds guy or not. I think you might be. Do the Miami Heat have a better statistical chance of winning the NBA Finals or the NBA Draft Lottery?
Oh, man, that's a great question. I would think the finals, just man, that, or you know, that's a good,
I don't know, man.
The ping pong, that's true, because the ping pong is about 2-3%. I can't imagine that in Vegas odds that he'd have more than a 2-3% chance to win the NBA Finals. It is the ping pong.
What about if Will Manso is making the odds? I mean, I'm going to make you the Hard Rock odds maker.
My odd maker odds hat on, I would say there's a much better chance they get a ping pong ball than they win an NBA championship. I mean, to go on the road and win two in a row on the road and then have to win a first round series against a team that won 60 something games. Yeah, that's, I would guess that the ping pong balls landing in the right direction were more likely.
Is there any way you could look back, Will, at a couple of years ago and say, hey, the Heat have been through this play-in tournament before and look where they wound up? Can you use any type of comparison there?
Well, I mean, two reasons you can't, I think. Number one is you don't have Jimmy Butler. He was such a big part of those runs. And obviously losing Jimmy means you're losing an alpha guy. For the most part, he was phenomenal in his, you know, 5.5 years. Number two is, remember, the 2 years of the play-in, they lost their first game both times and had to come back and win a second game. You don't get that opportunity this time, and you don't get it at home. So if the Heat don't – they can't go through home, they can't lose a game, you don't have Jimmy Butler, you put it all together, this situation is a lot different than the previous 2 years.
That game yesterday, did it kind of remind you of like a – was it like a recap of the season, the way that they played and then the way that they lost?
I mean, I can only laugh, right? Like, they empty out their young guys. They don't play Bam and Tyler. You don't give big minutes to Khalil Ware because you're going to need him. Jaime goes nuts and has this huge day. And then you lose a guy named Bub throwing up a shot at the buzzer over two defenders. I mean, if that's not the perfect way to end this regular season with just 37 wins, you know, it was a capper. But look, Spo said it best. I give him credit. He's trying to keep him positive. It's a clean slate. You got your chance to forget about that. win two games, make the playoffs, and try to turn this, you know, what's been a disappointing season into some sort of positive.
Man, so I don't know about you, but I think Spo was great yesterday with Jaime's minutes. I mean, I thought it was tremendous. Great.
I was told via text messages and stuff, and as the game went on, that it was a wonderful decision from what I saw. for some people out there. I mean, Jaime got his big minutes. Good for him, and good for the others who listened to you.
Yes, my gosh. 14-1 on over 34.5 points for Jaime Jaquez Jr.
When you texted me that after the game, yeah. I was like, I didn't even know that even existed. Like, who would make a bet with Jaime to score his career high in that game? Only you would come up with something like that.
You're right. So if the Miami Heat are out in the next, I don't know, 4, 5, 6 days, let's say a week, what do you do? I mean, how long are we going to be here with the Florida Panthers, in your opinion? How much of that schedule of yours have you put aside and said, okay, I'm not going on vacation?
There's no reason for me to believe otherwise that I'm going to be covering this Panthers team for the next 6 weeks at least, that I think they're going to get at least to the Eastern Conference Finals again. Like, I that's the way I have it framed. You know, if the Heat make the playoffs, great. I could be in Cleveland this weekend. If they don't, then it's okay. Post-mortem on the season and jump right over to the Panthers, which, by the way, I'll be there tonight in Sunrise for the regular season home finale, and then, you know, pick up and see where they go. It looks like Tampa. Again, I see no reason why the Panthers won't. They're getting everybody back. You know, Kachuk should be back. Obviously, Marchand's had a few weeks to get used to everything. They've had some rest for Barkov and Reinhardt to rest injuries. I think they're going to be full go, and I know Tampa's tough, but I don't see a reason why they shouldn't at least make it to the Eastern Conference Finals again.
What do you tell your family? Because you just brought up a good point. You don't know this weekend if you'll be in Sunrise, Tampa, or Cleveland. So, like, how does that work in the Manso household?
You know, it's not easy, but they're used to it by now. Having a wife who works in the business helps. Having her, you know, my wife works at Channel 6 as a sportscaster. So having Giselle there, at least it's not like, honey, guess what? Wait, what? The Panthers are in Tampa. I got to go. Or the Heat. Right. Why? How? Like, she knows all the breakdowns. So it's not like shocking to her. So, but it is weird, though. Like, here we are Monday. I know I'm in Sunrise today, right? And then we'll all be watching the play on Wednesday. And then when Thursday, we could have a Heat cleaning out the lockers press conference, you know, and that's it. And then Friday, the Panthers could be on their way to Tampa, you know, to play this weekend. Or they could be on home ice getting ready to host Tampa. Like, there's so much stuff that goes on that I guess is what makes the job fun and makes sports fun and also a little crazy.
Will Manso from WPLG Local 10, I appreciate the time on this Monday. We'll catch you on television. Take care, my friend.
Anytime, brother.
All right, have a good one. Will Manso from WPLG Local 10. And I mean, that is cool. I'm a traveling guy, so I like traveling at the last minute, but normally I pretty much know where I'm going. To either be in Sunrise, Tampa, or Cleveland. I mean, Sunrise or Tampa, not that big of a deal. It's within like 4 hours of each other, or on a plane 40 minutes or so. But Cleveland, am I going to be in Tampa or am I going to be in Cleveland? I don't want to make any Cleveland natives unhappy, so I'll just keep it like that. All right, that's all the time I got for this Monday afternoon. We'll do it again tomorrow. For now, I'm Andy Slater, and I'll see you later.